Romans the 8th chapter. Romans 8. Romans 8. Amen. If you got to say amen.
Amen.
And it reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for this message. We thank you for your word, dear Lord. Now increase in me and convict these people of the word that you're about to give them, dear Lord. Touch them in a way to where it changes not only their minds, but their nature, their heart, dear Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. We see here in chapter 8, that as far as the top goes in verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them, that are in Christ Jesus. But then it makes it even more specific, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So it's saying that even though we are in Christ, we still can walk in the flesh. What is walking in the flesh? I'm not talking about living in the flesh. Now, that's different because it says here in 9, but you are not in the flesh. If we are in the flesh, we are unsaved. If we are in the flesh, we are a natural man. Do you see that? Let's go to 1 Corinthians and see that. 1 Corinthians. So we're talking about believers in chapter 8, but we see here that the natural man in 1 Corinthians 2:14. Okay. 1 Corinthians 2:14 reads that, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because why? They are spiritually discerned. The natural man is lost. That natural man cannot discern anything concerning God. The natural man is in flesh. Do we see that? So let's go back to Romans 8. We're not talking about the lost. We're talking about believers. And it says here that there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. From the law of sin and death. Now, let me ask you this. We know that the law condemns, right? We know that the law is sin and it causes us to go to hell. Amen. But why do we do it? But why do we do it? If we know that we break the law causes us to sin. Why do we still break the law? Because we don't understand the spiritual side of the law. Amen. We don't understand that even though the law is here, the law doesn't change a man. It's the Spirit of God that changes a man. But when you walk it in your flesh, when you're walking carnally minded, that's what you get. You get sin and death. We have to understand the spiritual side of salvation. We have to understand the spirit of the law that's in Christ Jesus. The law doesn't change us at all. Amen. If it did, if the law could change the nature of man, then when drinking alcohol was against the law, people would have stopped drinking. But did they stop drinking? No, they started bootlegging. So that, really think about it. Think about it. When they made alcohol illegal, it didn't stop men from drinking. It started bootlegging. So in our nature, in our fallen nature, we're going to automatically rebel. We're going to automatically try to find a new way. And that's the problem with Christians that are walking in the flesh. We are not walking in the spirit. We are not walking in the freedom that Christ has given us because we are trying to live a Christ-like life through the ways of the world. And it's not going to work. It is not going to work. There is no condemnation to those that walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Right now, if they made cigarettes illegal, they made a law. Cigarettes are now illegal. There's going to be somebody online. How do I make cigarettes? It's not going to change. The law is not going to change nobody's nature. Amen. It's not. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. It shows right there in our flesh. We cannot do anything. My flesh is too weak. My flesh is going to rebel. My flesh doesn't want to do it. How do you expect a fallen man to do a holy word? Amen. How do you expect my fallen nature to follow a holy nature? What's got to happen is that you got to give me your holy nature for me to start, for me to be able to walk this out. Amen. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. It was nothing in him. And we'll see that later. But the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. That's a spiritual thing. Did you know that? The Bible calls death wages. That means you've earned it. That means it's a payday. That means you have earned it. How? Why? Who you working for? Satan. You working for Satan. And Satan says that he will pay you in pleasure. Satan says that he will pay you in ambition. Satan says that he will pay you in success. So that allows you or makes you want to walk in the flesh for it. Right? And you're carnally minded, motivated by this world. And when you've did your self-ambitions, when you've done the things that Satan has convinced you to do in the flesh, you finally get paid. And guess what it is? Death. Death. Amen. Let's look at a type of that. Let's look at a type of that. We'll go back to chapter 8, but let's look at a type of that. What I just described to you is the same thing that Moses went through. The same thing Moses went through. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Okay. Let's look at what Moses went through. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 11, 23 through 27. By faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Okay. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Okay. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Yes. But he could, couldn't he? He could have had all the success that he wanted, couldn't he? But you know what? He chose rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And that's what we have to do. But if he was walking in the flesh, he would have. If he was walking in the flesh, he would have said, hey, I'm next in line. I can be the Pharaoh. But he knew that the Pharaoh's plan was to destroy God's people. Amen. How could he take pleasure? How could he be part of that Egyptian lavish lifestyle to destroy God's people? He'd rather suffer for a season than walk in the flesh during that time and die of sin and death. Amen. Do we see that? That's a picture of that right there. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect upon the recompense of the reward. If we understood spiritually what we already have, if we understood spiritually the bullet that we're dodging from chasing things in the flesh, we would esteem our Christian life more and we would walk in the spirit more. Amen. Do we understand the real pain, the sin and death that Romans talks about? You know, the drug and the drinking and the sex and all that, it gives us pleasure right now. But one day we cash in, for the wages of sin is death. So by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Look, I know what they're going to do to me, but I realize what the greater riches are in Christ. For he endured as seeing him as invisible. He understood the greater cause. He understood the greater call of walking in the spirit. But do we? No, we don't forsake the riches, the cars, the women. We don't forsake that. We'll take the pleasure right now. We'll have our best life now. Isn't that what the world teaches? The world teaches be your best, do your best right now. And the world will have you living in your flesh. The world will have you walking in your flesh to get the things that they have deceived you about, that's being from God. And then when you're dead, you ain't done. It's payday. You will reap the wages of your sin. Amen. Don't let the world fool you with this success. Don't let the world fool you about what is the true success, what is truly death. We need to understand the spiritual side of death. We need to understand that there's a spiritual side of death. And we need to share in the same death that Christ did on the cross. If we don't, you got some wages coming. Let's look at that. Let's look at Romans 6. Romans 6, we're talking about the spiritual side of death. The wages of sin is death. The Bible calls death wages. Let's look at Romans 6. Let's look at Romans 6 and 3. This is the attitude we should have. Romans 6 and 3. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? See, when we talk about Christ, we always talk about life. But we're baptized in his death also. When we need to understand the spiritual side of death, right. We need to understand what Christ's death really meant and what it means for us. Right. See, we talk about life and life so abundantly and all the things that we have and we should be king's kids and I should live it up. But Christ died for that. Right. And we have to have fellowship in that death also. Amen. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like Christ, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even as also should walk in the what? Newness. newness of life, a new creature, a new nature. Newness because of the spiritual death I've gained with Christ. Amen. A new nature. I can walk in the spirit. I don't have to walk in the law. The law wasn't going to do nothing but kill me. My fallen nature could not perform a holy act. But when I died with Christ, I gained his nature, his holy nature. And you can't tell me I can't live holy now. We can live holy. We can be holy as he is holy. Why? Because I partook in the spiritual death. I know the spiritual side of the death. It's a spiritual side of death. And we can't just grab hold to Christ's life. We have to grab hold to his death. We have to be raised in his death. For if we be planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is what?
Crucified.
It's crucified. If we partake in the spiritual side of the death of Christ. Our man is crucified with him that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. That's why we have depressed Christians. That's why we have carnal Christians. That's why we have Christians that are living in defeat. They don't understand. They haven't partaken in the spiritual death, in the spiritual side of the Christian death. They're so worried about life. Eternal life, living, Cadillac, abundant life. But you're living in sin, thinking that you're living an abundant life. You've never died. You've never died. You've never died the spiritual death. You've never known the spiritual side of death. The spiritual death that Christ died. You didn't die with him. And until you die, you will never have the life of Christ. Amen. Let's go to Colossians. No, Philippians. I'm sorry. Philippians 3. A lot of us talking about walking, living in the spirit, but you have to die first. A lot of us have skipped lying through the death of Christ and say, I have eternal life. But you never died. You never died the spiritual death that Christ did. You haven't given it up. Amen. You haven't. And we have to die before we live. We have to die before we live. We have to. Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Yeah, see, we got that part, don't we? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable, what? Unto his death. Yeah, we skipped that one. You skipped that one. Do you see what comes first? He reversed it. The power of his resurrection, I'm alive. The fellowship of his suffering, maybe sometimes. But it has to be conformable unto his death. We have to die like Christ. We have to die with Christ. We have to give it up like Christ. Amen? If we don't, we'll never live. If we don't, we'll never walk in the Spirit. We will always live a Christian life in the flesh. In the flesh. Amen. Let's go back to Romans 8.
Okay, go back to Romans 8 again. Keep your bookmark there.
Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:1-9. We had four. That the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. You want a man. You want to be married. You want to have peace. You want all that. But you're doing it in a worldly way. You're doing it your way. You're doing it your way. And that's the way of the world. You have to die to that, to walk in the Spirit, to be able to get it God's way. We have to do that. You can't walk in the flesh and do the things of the flesh but want to be blessed spiritually. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have to do it God's way to receive His blessings, and it starts with you dying. You can't read these self-help books. You can't read these Dr. Phil books and all these other 12 steps to overcoming, but then want to reap the blessings of God? It don't work. You have to die. You have to die to that. You have to do it spiritually. You have to. For they that are after the flesh do the things in the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. It's death. When we walk in the flesh, we reap death. We reap sin and death. It's people living every day dead. They unhappy. They took the drugs that they supposed to take to feel better. They did the 12 steps they supposed to do to feel better. And they are dead inside. Doing things in a fleshly way instead of giving it up to God who has already died. For that. But you want to do it your, like Pastor said, you want to do it your way, don't you? Pastor look at the camera and say, you want to do it your way, don't you? You want to do it your way, don't you? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. But back up to 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Life and peace. You got the life. A lot of us are claiming eternal life. I'm saved. But are you in peace, though? Because if you're walking in the Spirit, you should have life and peace. You should have life and peace. But see, since we don't understand the spiritual side of Christ's death, we're not at peace. We want life and we got it, but yet we're not peaceful because we're not content where we're at. See, the life, the death of Christ didn't satisfy you. It's not coming fast enough, this abundant life that the worldly preachers have given us. So then you step out of the Spirit and you start walking in the ways of the world to get what you think God wants you to have. To get what you think God wants you to have. And you wonder why you got sin and death in your life. When you could have life and peace in your life. Amen. Do we see that? So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's why you're not pleased. You cannot please God in the flesh. There's nothing that you can do while you're walking in the flesh to satisfy your spiritual ambitions in your flesh. It's not going to work. And the reason why it's not working is because you haven't died. You haven't died. You have to die. Then you can be raised up in the glory of God. We have to die if we want to walk in the Spirit. Amen. We have to. Amen. Let's look at another Hebrews passage. And then we can understand the spiritual side of Jesus Christ. The spiritual side of what He's done. Hebrews 9. You go to Hebrews 9 And I'll look at where Jesus said that I commend my spirit unto you, into your hands. He did that in Luke 23:46. He said, I give my spirit unto you, into your hands. Every place else in Matthew and Mark, it just says he gave up the ghost. But in Luke, it said he gave up his spirit. He commended his spirit up to the Father and gave up the ghost. So that's the physical. That's the physical side. That's the physical side of the death of Christ. But I wonder why he said, I commend my spirit up to you. He gone someplace else. What is he doing? His body is on that cross. That's the physical side. We see that all the time. We see it on every pitch at the flea market. His physical death. But he said, I commend my spirit unto you, Father. That's in Luke and Luke only. That's the spiritual side of Christ's death. That's the side that we need to hold on to. That's the side that allows us to be able to walk in the spirit. That's the side that allows us to have life and peace. Amen. But what was going on? He was gone. He was gone, right? Hebrews tells us. Hebrews shows us what goes on when he commended his spirit. When he commended his spirit. Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. Let me get there. Hebrews 9 shows us after he commended his spirit what took place. Amen. Hebrews 9:24. We'll start at 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true. But he entered where? Into heaven itself. Listen now. When he commended his spirit, this is what went down. For Christ is not entered in the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear where? Into the presence of God for us. Not yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest enter into the holy place every year with blood of others. Over and over. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world have he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of what? A bull? Himself. Himself. And as it is appointed once, men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. That's what Christ did after he commended his spirit. Amen. You see, in earth, a high priest had to walk in a tent. And that tent was clouded by the Spirit of God. Amen. And that priest would bring in a sacrifice. Amen. But as soon as he set that sacrifice down, he had to get up and get up out of there. Why? Because he was sinful himself. Amen. And he had to do it every year because the sacrifice that he did give wasn't enough. But that's a type of what Christ really did. Christ went into a place that was made without hands. See, God, that's just a type of God's presence. God is a spirit, and he's in a spiritual place. But Jesus and his spirit went into that spiritual place, which is heaven. And when he went into heaven, he didn't have a sacrifice. He had himself. And when he gave himself, he didn't leave. He didn't have to leave. It satisfied God, he and his blood. See, on earth, just a type of it, I got to get my thing and I got to get out. But Jesus gave himself. Himself. Jesus was the offerer and the offering. Y'all ain't listening to what I'm saying. You got to grab hold to the spiritual side of Jesus's death. Jesus is the offerer. Is that a word? Offerer. He's the offerer and the offering. And it satisfied God in the presence of God. Amen. Jesus ain't in no tent. He right here with God. And when he sacrificed himself, he stayed. Now there's no condemnation for those. Now there's no condemnation for those. You know why? Because he's still there for me. And I'm cleared in my conscience. I'm cleared in my heart about my life with God. Because Jesus is there right now for me. For me. We can boldly go to the throne right now with a clear conscience, a clear mind. Because he's still there. For me. That's the spiritual side of the death of Christ. That's the spiritual side you need to understand, to walk in the spirit, not by the flesh. The thing the high priest did, that was dead and gone. It didn't last. It didn't stick. But Jesus did it one time. He only had one chance to do it. And just like we die, he died that one time. Amen. When we grab a hold of that, we'll understand the spiritual side of the Christ, of Jesus' death. We have to die. We've sinned and we deserve death. We've all broken God's law. And just like I said in Corinthians 2:14, some people can't discern spiritual things. And you try to live a spiritual life not really having understood spiritual things. And that has you walking in the flesh. That has you absent from the presence of God. But today I pray that the Holy Spirit has come upon you and revealed the spiritual side of what needs to be done in your life. You have sinned not against man, but against God. And therefore you deserve the wages of sin. The sin that separates you from God. The sin that separates you from the fellowship that he has given himself, the offerer and the offering in the presence of God for you. You don't have to go. You don't have to go. But if you die in your sins, you will be there. And I'm telling you, just like that high priest, just like that high priest, you're going to have to get up out of there because your sacrifice ain't enough. When you get in the presence of God, your sacrifice, your blood is not enough. Do what Jesus has already done. He entered a place with no hands for you. We can have that right now and we can stop walking in the flesh. We can stop living in sin and death. We can walk by the Spirit. If we only accept the spiritual side of what Jesus has done in his death. Is there any today that wants to do that? You don't have to die. You can die right now. You can submit right now. You can give it up right now. And believe on what Christ has already done. In a place that has no hands. In the presence of God. In heaven. For you. Amen. Is there anybody today that wants that? Amen. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for your spirit, dear Lord. And we thank you not only but for your physical death, but your spiritual death. Dear Lord, I pray that those who hear this message, they accept that spiritual death that you've done, dear Lord, and they die with you. Their will, their spirit, dear Lord, their self dies with you and raises in the same glory that the Father given you, dear Lord. And they can walk in the spirit and live in life and in peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.